Doug Adler, who's the Senior Vice President of Investments for Raymond James in East Lansing. Hey, Doug, how are you?
Tony, good morning.
Well, last week we had people jumping off buildings just about and then trying to catch themselves as the market rebounded a little bit. What happened last week?
You know, I'm laughing, Tony, because it's getting so ridiculous. I mean, I'm sitting here this morning, and, you know, the story today is that Spain has asked for $100 billion for their banks, and this is the whole European thing. And I guess it was 3 weeks ago now, I thought they got a bailout for the banks of $130 billion. So this is what the problem was last week. It's just more of the same, which is essentially this noise out of Europe. And it continues again. It's just it's gotten old, and it's almost comical because it's, you know, it just continues to be this story, that story, but you go nowhere.
Well, I know that, as you've said many times, it's a roller coaster ride in dealing with the market, and I'm sure many investors were jumping out of buildings and then pulling the parachute because things rebound a little bit.
You know, it's interesting. We had this big, you know, May was a tough month. Then we had a big rally the first 3 weeks of June. Suddenly we had some negative news. And last Thursday, I think is what you're alluding to, Tony, and we had that big down day. And then we had a bit of a bounce on Friday. And now this morning, it looks like we're going to open down about 100, at least as we sit right now. So the roller coaster ride continues. What's happening is investors are trying to, you know, discern where's the value in companies relative to what their earnings expectations are, and that's kind of in the face of what looks like a slowing economy. Then you have the noise in Europe, which is disruptive for the global economy. New York Times had a big story about China maybe massaging their economic reports a bit in their favor over the last several years. So, I mean, you've got all this, you know, stuff, and you try to figure out what it all means and then ultimately put a price on a stock. It's hard to do.
All right. So we've been talking about the financial situation of the United States. We had economist Dr. Gary Wolfram on the program a little earlier. Prior to that, we had Pat Heller on from Liberty Coin. I'll ask you a couple of the same questions I asked them. What happens now that several major U.S. banks have had their credit downgraded?
Well, nothing. They actually rally a bit, I think, because of it. A lot of times when there's a rumor out there, and the politicians and the governmental bodies and now the rating agencies, they do a pretty good job of leaking the story. So last Thursday when we were down, it was because folks knew or felt like they were going to have downgrades to our banks, to the credit quality from Moody's. And that, in fact, happened Thursday after the market closed. We woke up and said, geez, it wasn't as bad as we thought. And then Friday we rallied.
Do you have a concern that more countries are using other forms of compensation means as opposed to using the U.S. dollar?
Yes. That's a short answer. Yes. Am I worried about the debt? Yes. Am I worried about the economy? Yes. You know, there's a lot of stuff, but there always is. You know, there always is. Now, this does feel, you hate to say this, maybe one of these other gentlemen spoke to it, and you hate to say it's different this time, but a lot of this stuff kind of does feel different because what's happening is we are at that, and I'm not a good enough of a historian to say, you know, when's the last time this happened, but right now what's happening is investors are worried, and I'm sure the gentleman from Liberty Coin spoke to this, they're worried about the government, you know, not just ours, but central banks around the world. Can they pay the debt? And traditionally, when it's happened at, let's say, like a bank level or, you know, the individual level, nobody gets too excited about that. That's just kind of the ebb and flow of things. But now you're at the end of the line to the strong hand, which are governments. And, you know, there's a constituency out there, Tony, that doesn't really think that they can ever pay the debt.
What would happen if the euro dissolved?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I think that's one of those events like 2008 when, you know, Lehman Brothers failed and then AIG failed or looked like they were going to fail. But they did fail until the government backed them. Nobody really knew the tentacles of that Lehman failure. And then the dominoes just went, you know, boom, 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 all over the globe. And I think the euro is like that. Ultimately, I think it probably might be a good thing. You know, I'm not a currency specialist, But it does strike me as an ill-conceived currency. You've got these countries that want to have the currency, but they don't have they don't want to give up their, you know, their sovereign rights, if you will, and, you know, sense of nationality and all these other things, which is logical. So it's just, you know, it's not very congruent, and that's problematic.
All right, final question for you. I've got about 30 seconds left. What numbers are coming out this week that you're going to be watching?
There's all kinds of stuff. Durable goods orders. I'm really interested in the non-farm payroll number that comes out on Thursday. That's the biggie, I think, Tony. We've been seeing the curve the wrong way. We're going to have, in another week or so, we'll have the June payroll number. Doesn't look good. Probably under 100,000 new jobs created. And then at the end of the week, we have the European Summit, where we'll see if the politicians can get some kind of coherent plan. Heretofore, they haven't been able to do that. So there's some big stuff this week.
All right, thanks. Doug Adler with Raymond James in East Lansing. Thanks so much.
See you, Tony.